Para participar en este programa, marque el 902 11 4404. 902 11 4404. Esperamos su llamada.
Tips for Higher Living.
¿Te sientes estresado? Relájate y escucha.
Tips for Higher Living.
Consejos para vivir mejor.
Bienvenidos a Tips for Higher Living, consejos para vivir mejor. Es un placer estar de nuevo con vosotros. Soy Ana Moreno y os ayudaremos a aprender inglés, además de conocer diferentes técnicas que nos ayudan a mejorar nuestra vida.
Hello, welcome everyone. I'm Greg Backus. Thanks for joining us on Tips for Higher Living. It's a program to help you learn English and to learn techniques to better our lives.
Hoy tenemos como invitado a John Curtin, maestro de Reiki y británico de nacionalidad, para que nos ayude a conocer mejor lo que significa Reiki.
Hello. Hi, welcome, John. Let me give a quick... We've invited John Curtin. He is British. He is a Reiki master. And he's going to tell us about Reiki and how it can help us in our daily lives.
Muy bien, pero antes de llegar a ese punto, John, queremos dar información a nuestros oyentes y nos gustaría recorrer tu biografía. Para ello, vamos a dar a nuestros oyentes tu página web para que puedan seguir con nosotros. La página web es sanacionysalud.com y el número de la oficina 913990952. Muy bien, John. Primero, ¿qué haces en España? Porque eres británico de nacionalidad.
Yeah, well, I came to Spain in 1987, and I was actually an English teacher. Mm-hmm. I was an English teacher for 12 years.
Where did you teach?
Oh, all over the place, mainly in Madrid. Mm-hmm. I was director of studies of Stanton School of English, then I was director of studies of language studies in Calle Luchana. Then I did some teacher training for the British Council, when they used to be in Plaza Santa Bárbara.
Ah, okay.
So, as I said, all over the place.
Good. ¿Qué tiene que ver Reiki con enseñar inglés?
Not much. No, I mean, teaching English is helping people. In this case, you're helping people learn another language, and if you can communicate in another language, well, that's very important. Being a Reiki master is also about helping people, but instead of helping them communicate with other people, you're helping them communicate with themselves.
Okay. So all of your careers have basically dealt with a way of helping people and sharing things with people. Is that correct?
To a certain extent. There was a period when I became a businessman because I was fascinated by computers. When they first came out in the early 90s, I thought they were absolutely fantastic. So I started teaching people how to use computers. And then the internet came along, and I became an internet fanatic, an internet freak. An internet freak. And I started up an internet company. And I loved the internet because, I still love the internet, because it's a way of communicating.
Yeah.
And it's changed the world.
Entonces, una de las cosas que más te gusta es comunicarte con las personas y ayudar a otros, básicamente. Conseguir expandir.
Yes, I think so. Everybody's got a message. And one of the things I like about the internet is that everybody can put their message out to the world, and anybody in the world can read that message just by downloading a web page.
Sí, eso es fantástico. Además, nos ha llamado la atención uno de los cursos que has realizado, leyendo tu currículum en tu página web. Hablas de un centro en Inglaterra, Ramala, creado por una pareja, por un matrimonio, para ayudar un poco al nivel espiritual y a través de canalización. ¿Nos puedes hablar un poquito de tu experiencia?
Yeah, sure. Okay, it was a long time ago. It was about 16 years ago. It was a time in my life when I was looking for answers. And at that time, I thought that I could find answers from other people.
Yeah, as most people yeah. do think that too.
O sea que podías encontrar respuestas a través de otras personas.
Yes.
Es en esa época.
Yes, I mean, now I realize that all the answers that I need are within myself, just like anybody else. But in those times, I was looking for answers from other people. And the Ramala Center was a center in England that was channeling a spiritual entity, a spiritual being, mm-hmm. that was giving teachings about how to live your life, about the meaning of life, and so on. And I was fascinated by that process.
Pero no dirías que esa experiencia en tu vida te ayudó a llegar hasta donde estás?
It was useful. It was useful at that moment. But as I said, with all these spiritual teachers and these gurus and people that channel, they're all trying to give you answers that are outside yourself, mm-hmm. where really the answers are inside yourself. You have to learn how to look inside you so that you don't depend on people channeling, for example.
O sea, que en principio estás diciendo que normalmente todas estas personas te dan respuestas desde fuera, desde lo externo, en lugar de buscar en tu interior. Y lo que tú estás recomendando a nuestros oyentes es que empiecen a buscar más en su interior. ¿Correcto?
Yes, that's right. I mean, we have our own truth.
Tenemos nuestra propia verdad.
Yeah, we have our own individual truth that is only our own truth. And the only way you can find that is by looking inside yourself.
Mirando hacia adentro. Pero antes de mirar hacia adentro, ¿no necesitas un poco de preparación, un poco de ayuda?
That can be useful. But sometimes we tend to depend too much on other people. In English, there's a very important word called empowerment. Mm-hmm. Empowerment means taking your own power. Now, in this society, we tend to forget the act of taking our own power. We tend to give away our power, regalar nuestro poder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we have a legal problem, we go to a lawyer. If we have an educational problem, we go to a teacher. If we have a mental problem, we go to a psychologist. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, because they're professionals and that's their job. But we've become chronically dependent on other people to find our answers for us.
Entonces, en algunos momentos, lo que estás diciendo es que necesitamos a ciertas personas para ayudarnos, pero siempre sintiendo nuestro poder.
Yes, yes. I mean, the thing I like about Reiki is that with Reiki, you learn Reiki, you become a Reiki you become a Reiki practitioner, and you don't need anybody else. You don't need a Reiki master, you don't need a guru, you don't need anybody to channel. You can just go home, do your Reiki, and that's all you need. And I like that.
How long have you been involved with Reiki?
7 years, no, 8 years altogether.
Okay.
¿Y tú crees, estás recomendando a nuestros oyentes Reiki básicamente porque sobre todo te ayuda a recuperar tu poder?
That's right, yeah. Reiki, it's a question of, as I said, it's this word empowerment. With Reiki you find empowerment. You get back your power that you've given away to other people.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, parece que estamos yendo más en la línea de Reiki, con lo cual vamos a comentar a nuestros oyentes, por si no saben, ¿qué es Reiki?
Well, Reiki is about channeling energy. Now,
canalizar energía.
Yeah, from our point of view, everything is energy. There's one particular kind of energy that vibrates at a very, very high level. It's pure energy, and some people call it the energy of love.
La energía del amor.
So when you channel Reiki, you connect to the energy of love, and you channel it, normally through your hands, to yourself, or to other people.
O sea, canalizas energía a través de tus manos.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Para dártela a ti misma o a otras personas.
That's right.
Muy bien.
Is it now when you're channeling the energy, is there any special thing that you have to do to channel the energy, or these are things that you've learned from your master?
Well, the curious thing about Reiki is that it's not something that you can learn,
mm-hmm.
because learning involves a mental act. And Reiki is not a mental process.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Reiki is an ability that's transferred mm-hmm. from a Reiki master to a Reiki student.
And how is that transferred?
through the process of what's called an initiation. You have an initiation, mm-hmm. and when you're initiated, the master modifies your energy system mm-hmm. so that you can channel energy.
Okay. And anyone can receive this?
Anyone. Yes, absolutely okay. anyone.
Okay. And how many, this you're talking about initiations, are there is there only one initiation, or is there two or three, or tell us a little bit about...
Yeah, it depends on the system. There's normally three different initiations, mm-hmm. And it goes by levels.
Okay.
So the first initiation is the basic initiation, which just lets you channel Reiki when you start.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's Reiki level one.
Okay.
And you go on to Reiki level two,
mm-hmm.
which gives you more power. It opens up the energy channels even more,
mm-hmm.
and also lets you work... outside of time and space, which is a very strange concept for a lot of people.
Fuera de tiempo y espacio, que
yeah,
es decir.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Y en esta sociedad es difícil, ¿no?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, if you're interested in quantum physics, it's not actually a very strange concept.
Mm-hmm. Metafísica.
Física cuántica.
Física cuántica.
Because in quantum physics, they believe that there's no such thing as time and space.
Right.
That everything's happening in the same place and at the same time.
Which is a very difficult concept for us, being a society based on time and places, to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. But with Reiki, when you do the second level, you start channeling Reiki outside of time and space.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very interesting because, for example, you can give a Reiki to somebody in a different country, or in a different town, mm-hmm. or in a different continent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Pero para poner a los oyentes un poco en situación, porque ahora mismo estás diciendo que se puede dar Reiki, o sea, se puede mandar energía a diferentes personas fuera de tiempo y espacio. Es decir, que aunque estemos aquí en España, puedes mandar energía a Estados Unidos.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces, ¿podrías describir un poquito cómo hacerlo?
Well, it's very simple, really. Once you've done the second course of Reiki, you just connect to the energy, and you learn how to connect to the energy in the course. And then basically you just create the person that you want to send energy to
mm-hmm.
between your hands, and then you send energy to that person.
Mm-hmm. Entonces estás utilizando de alguna forma visualización. Estás sintiendo que esa persona está ahí, ¿no?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not visualization, because visualization, again, is a mental act. So, I mean, technically you can send Reiki to somebody in the United States whilst you're watching television.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to visualize the person, because...
¿Tienes que poner la intención?
Yes. The intention is essential. That's true.
Okay. So that comes back to the idea that energy follows your intent.
La energía sigue la intención.
Correct. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Que en verdad es una verdad lo que llamamos universal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, además de utilizarlo en el segundo nivel para personas a larga distancia, ¿cómo vamos a hablar más de cómo utilizarlo para uno mismo, ¿no? Lo que comentabas un poco al principio, de para que las personas sientan más su poder, en lugar de continuamente depender de otros, que en parte es un ciclo vital de la vida también, ¿no?
Yes, I mean, when I started practicing Reiki, I was a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
I had my internet company, and I had two children. And the thing I liked about Reiki was it's very practical. So, for example, my children stopped taking drugs
mm-hmm.
because they were never ill. Or right. if they were ill, I just gave them Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a meeting, before the meeting, I'd give myself Reiki to reduce my stress levels, and I wouldn't be so stressed in the meeting.
Mm.
And it's something that you can use in any situation
mm-hmm.
And on anybody. So it's very practical. In Spanish, I call it una aspirina energética.
An energy pill. Yeah.
An energy pill, yes, and an energy aspirin. Because okay. you really can use it in any situation
mm-hmm.
On a basic level. And it means that you don't need to go to the doctor so often. It means that you can use it in any moment in your life,
mm-hmm.
and it's very practical.
Sí, John, pero para los oyentes que están escuchando, ¿tienes que creer en ello?
No, no. Again, believing in something is a mental process. For example, I train quite a lot of vets, doctors that work with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I asked my two cats, they don't believe in Reiki. So it works on animals.
Okay.
And if it works on animals, obviously animals don't believe in Reiki. Reiki works very well on plants.
Mm-hmm.
And plants don't believe in Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
There's one study in the United States where nurses gave Reiki to the bottles of chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Before administering the chemotherapy to patients, and the patients that received chemotherapy with bottles treated with Reiki had less side effects.
Okay.
Esos son estudios realizados en Estados Unidos,
yes.
Estás contando ahora.
Yes, that's right. And bottles of chemotherapy certainly don't believe in Reiki.
Ya, de acuerdo. Yeah. Pero ¿no crees en, de alguna manera, cuando la persona realmente no cree en nada,
mm-hmm.
Si no pone por lo menos la intención, va a poder hacer algo con Reiki?
Yes, easily. Many of my students, atheists.
Mm-hmm.
When you're an atheist, you don't believe in God. And they channel Reiki very well.
Mm-hmm.
Ateos.
Ateos.
Uh-huh. And when you're an atheist, you don't believe in God, and they channel Reiki very well. They call it universal energy.
Right.
For example. So a belief system is a mental process. It's very important to understand that a belief system, un sistema de creencias,
mm-hmm.
is a mental process, and Reiki is not a mental process.
¿Y cómo consigues apartar la mente si no crees en ello? O sea, simplemente lo pruebas, ves que funciona y entonces sigues probando.
Yes, I mean, you can work actively to switch off the mind, to turn off your mind. You can meditate, you can be in a relaxed situation, etc., etc. And maybe it'll improve your ability. But being in a relaxed situation would improve your ability to do anything, like paint or write a book or whatever.
O sea, que recomiendas ahora, entramos en otro consejo, de cómo, de alguna forma, entrar en meditación o estar más relajado ayuda a mejorar tu habilidad para lo que quieras.
Yes, as I said, anything. If you meditate and if you're in contact with your inner self, your inner self is tu yo interior.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in contact with your inner self, you do anything better.
Mm-hmm.
You run a business better.
Yeah. You mentioned, you said you give Reiki to yourself and you said also to other people. Do the other people have to be aware that they're receiving the Reiki treatment? In other words, do you need them to say, I want a treatment of Reiki? Or can you just give it to them because you want to?
No. And ethically, you have to ask their permission.
Okay.
You always ask their permission. If it's a child, you ask the parents.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in a coma, you ask the relatives.
Mm-hmm.
So ethically, you always have to ask permission before you give Reiki.
Okay.
O sea, que es importante pedir el permiso antes de dar la energía.
Yes. I mean, you don't have to explain what Reiki is. One of my students, for example, is an ambulance driver with the SAMUD.
Mm-hmm.
With the emergency services. When he arrives at an accident and there are people that need Reiki,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't explain to them what Reiki is.
Mm-hmm.
He just says, can I give you some energy to relax you?
Mm-hmm.
So, o sea, que él simplemente dice, ¿puedo darte energía para relajarte?
Yes.
Does he find that people open to the suggestion? That they are willing to accept the energy that he offers?
Well, in his case, yes, because if you get down from an ambulance wearing a fluorescent jacket,
a bright yellow,
yeah. And you say something to a person that's going to help them,
mm-hmm.
they'll say yes.
They're more open to.
Yeah.
O sea, que en el caso cuando realmente necesitamos ayuda, al final, en general, a todo el mundo va a estar abierto a cualquier acción. Y además, en este caso, yo quería comentar, John, si Reiki tiene alguna contraindicación por lo que estábamos hablando. Realmente la gente va a estar abierta siempre y cuando sepa que no hay contraindicaciones.
There are some common sense indications to not using Reiki, but as I said, it's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it's not a good idea to give yourself a Reiki session when you're driving down the motorway.
Okay.
Because to enter a state of profound relaxation, deep relaxation, is not a very good idea when you're doing 120.
Mm-hmm.
Pero lo que quieres decir es que cuando te das Reiki entras en un estado de relajación siempre.
Yes, that's what it's for, to help you relax and to help you heal. And it doesn't always happen, because if you're working on an emotional issue and Reiki's healing that emotional issue, well, that emotional issue may actually come up, may come to the surface when you're giving yourself Reiki. Mm. But again, it's not a good idea to heal an emotional issue when you're doing 120 down the motorway.
Mm-hmm. No, claro. O sea, que básicamente también estás comentándonos que Reiki sirve para sanar a nivel emocional.
Yes.
No solamente hablábamos antes un poco del físico, también mm-hmm. de cómo quitar un dolor de cabeza o calmar a alguien.
Well, from the point of view of Reiki, everything has an emotional cause. Everything has a deeper cause. For us, your illness is just your body crying for help.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ill, if there's something wrong with you, if you have a disease, all it is your body saying, please help me. Or saying, look, there's a problem, mm-hmm. and so that you'll notice me, I'm giving you this illness.
So they manifest a manifestation of an illness in order to, for you to be aware that something is wrong in your life or something is not balanced, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you have an emotional issue that you have to deal with, mm-hmm. or you have somebody that you need to forgive. Mm-hmm. It can be many different reasons.
O sea, de alguna manera estar atento a cuando cómo el cuerpo te habla, cómo el cuerpo te dice tienes esta enfermedad o tienes este dolor. Ir un poco más allá.
It's a difficult thing to understand because it means changing the way you think radically. But regarding illness as something useful, mm-hmm. Something that you could learn from.
O sea, que la enfermedad es algo de lo que podemos aprender.
Yes.
No solamente es algo horrible que no nos gusta nada.
No. Your illness is normally trying to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Your illness is saying help.
Tips for higher living.
Consejos para vivir mejor.
Hola, bienvenidos de nuevo. Continuamos nuestro programa y hoy tenemos como invitado a John Curtin, que estábamos hablando con él, maestro de Reiki. Recordamos su página web www.sanacionysalud.com. Y su número de teléfono para los oyentes que quieran estar interesados en ponerse en contacto con él, el 91-399-0952.
Is it possible, using Reiki, for someone to be cured very quickly than with one treatment for something that's less severe or less?
It can be. Again, it depends on the person. It depends on the seriousness of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I had one patient who was a builder, mm-hmm. un albañil, mm-hmm. Who had a problem with his back.
A builder.
Mm-hmm. And he had a problem with his back because he was lifting, obviously, in his job, he was lifting
the bricks
and cement, etc.
Yeah.
He came to me and in two sessions he was fine.
Okay.
No,
una persona que tenía problemas de espalda, un albañil, estabas mm-hmm. comentando, levantando ladrillos, cemento, cosas pesadas. ¿Tenía un problema de espalda? ¿Era grave o no?
It was serious enough for him not to work.
No podía trabajar.
No, because it was too painful.
Mm-hmm. Y en dos sesiones mejoró.
And in two sessions he was able to go back to work.
Mm-hmm. Y volvió a trabajar.
That's right.
Now this was actually, excuse me, and actually an illness that came from not from an emotion that he held inside, but actually from physical. So it is possible to have an illness or an injury just because you're playing football and you twist your ankle or working hard and you have a bad back.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because problems with the lower back are normally an excessive amount of responsibility.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And he was actually South American,
mm-hmm.
and having to send money back to his children in South America, and he was very worried about making money.
Mm-hmm. Y aquí entra de nuevo básicamente el principio de los pensamientos. Nuestros pensamientos nos afectan al final físicamente, que hemos comentado en otros programas.
Yes, not our thoughts, but our emotions, nuestras emociones.
Mm-hmm.
Our emotions affect us physically.
Okay.
And in his case, he had a job that aggravated the problem. Because there are lots of builders that don't have back problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Claro, pero simplemente porque tampoco tenía esa preocupación o esa responsabilidad.
Exactly.
Es el punto donde quieres llegar, ¿no?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that many lower back problems are often connected with the what I'm going to call here a chakra.
What is a chakra? ¿Qué es un chakra, Greg?
Let's call it an energy center, okay, that we have in our bodies.
Energía.
Right. And we have seven main chakras. And this one is related to the second chakra, which is located, let's say, near the belly button. The belly button is the...
El ombligo. Estamos hablando del segundo chakra, segundo centro energético, que está localizado en la zona del ombligo.
Right. Does Reiki go on the principles of the chakras, working with chakras, that it could be a problem with an imbalance in a chakra, or is that not applied?
Yes, it could be. Reiki works with chakras. It also works with the meridians, which is what the Chinese use, and the Japanese
the
as well.
For like acupuncture?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, they're energy lines in the body.
Okay.
And it works with both.
Mm-hmm.
Most people work with chakras because that's where, as you say, the energy is concentrated.
Right.
Because they're energy centers, as you correctly describe them.
Reiki funciona a través, se trabaja de alguna forma con los centros energéticos y con los meridianos.
Mm-hmm.
Que es lo que estabais un poco explicando.
Mm-hmm.
En los tratamientos. Y ahora podrías comentarnos, cuando trabajas con energía y comienzas a dar un tratamiento a una persona, ¿por dónde empiezas? ¿O cómo empiezas? ¿Qué haces?
The first treatment is normally just a standard treatment. I mean, Reiki is actually a method. When you do a Reiki course, you're shown specific positions to put your hands. There are 12 hand positions that cover the important areas of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first treatment that I give somebody, I'll normally use the specific hand positions to give me an idea of how that person's feeling, of how that person is, and also to relax the person.
Mm-hmm. O sea, que en Reiki también existe un método.
Yes.
Un método que hay que aprender.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a...
Un método de posiciones de manos, que es lo que comentabas antes, y cuando comienzas un tratamiento, se recomienda utilizar ese método. ¿Sí?
You don't have to. The nice thing about Reiki is using your intuition and going to where the energy needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, as you say, there is a method. And it's a good idea to use the method, especially when you're starting. Because by putting your hands in all the correct hand positions, that means that you won't miss any important parts.
Okay. With Reiki... do your hands actually come in contact with the person you're treating, or are they above, without contact?
It depends on the country that you're working in, strangely.
Oh, okay.
And it depends on the state that you're working in, if you're in the United States.
Is that right? Okay.
In America, for example, in the U.S., in the states of Florida, Michigan... and another one I can't remember.
California, for example.
definitely in those two states, you're not allowed physical contact with energy therapy.
Okay.
So Reiki is done about 5 centimeters above the body without touching.
Okay.
Because if you touch the person, your insurance won't cover you.
Ah, okay.
O sea que quitando un poco, por lo general, en Reiki las manos sí tocan al paciente, exceptuando en los estados que has comentado en Estados Unidos, donde las manos tienen que estar como 5 centímetros por encima.
Yes, and also in other countries where physical contact isn't appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in some Arab countries.
Right.
That practice Reiki, where physical contact isn't appropriate. Well, again, Reiki is done... without physical contact. It's not necessary.
O sea, que al final da lo mismo. Va a funcionar igual si pones las manos en contacto con el cuerpo físico que si las pones un poco por encima.
I think so.
Okay. You mentioned to us that not only do you work with Reiki, but also with Seikim.
That's right.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, okay. Seikim.
Seikim es algo que estoy segura que muchos oyentes no saben lo que es. Y lo primero que vamos a intentar hacer es que John nos cuente qué es Seikim.
Well, it's something very new for me. I've only been working with Seikim for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same energy. Reiki works with the energy of pure love. Mm-hmm. And Seikim works with the energy of pure love as well.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that with Reiki, the emphasis is channeling... energy through your hands.
O sea, déjame explicar un poquito esto para los oyentes. En Reiki, la energía se canaliza a través de las manos y estamos canalizando la energía del amor.
That's
el amor
right.
puro, mm-hmm. es como estás diciendo. ¿Y en Seikim?
Well, in Seikim, you don't channel energy through your hands. You connect directly to the energy. So the energy fills your whole system. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to describe if you don't experience it. This okay. is this is the problem, well, with Reiki and with Seikim, but mm-hmm. especially with Seikim, because when you connect to the energy of pure unconditional love with Seikim, it fills your whole system.
Mm-hmm. O sea que Seikim conectas con esa misma energía de puro amor, pero no solamente la canalizas a través de las manos, sino que llena tu sistema.
That's right.
Y como mm-hmm. estabas comentando, es difícil contarlo con palabras y por eso siempre se recomienda experimentarlo, ¿no? Para que cada uno vea los efectos.
You have to really feel the energy to understand the process. Mm-hmm.
¿Crees que todo el mundo siente la energía o tiene la capacidad de sentirla?
With Seikim, certainly. With Reiki, not always. A lot of people don't feel anything at all. When I did Reiki, I spent 2 years with Reiki 1, not mm-hmm. feeling absolutely anything.
Ah, sorpresa. Right? O sea, tú eres un maestro de Reiki y esto para que a todos los oyentes o a algunas personas que han practicado seguramente les hace sentir bien.
Mm-hmm.
Durante, has dicho, 2 años.
That's right, yep.
No sentías la energía.
Because Reiki is a question of results and not special effects.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that for special effects you've got David Copperfield and for results you've got Reiki. Now...
David Copperfield.
Para efectos especiales está David Copperfield y para resultados está Reiki.
Bueno, le podemos traer en un próximo programa.
No, what I mean is that I did Reiki for 2 years, mm-hmm. And I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything in my hands. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel any energy. I didn't feel anything. But after giving myself a Reiki session, I'd be relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
After giving my children a Reiki session, their earache, otitis, mm-hmm. would disappear.
Okay.
After giving myself a Reiki session, my headache would disappear.
Mm-hmm. O sea, que en principio lo que te hizo sentir que eso funcionaba es que te sentías más relajado. ¿Y cómo funcionaba en los demás?
Yes.
Aunque no sintieras exactamente la energía.
Yeah, it was results.
Yeah.
Los resultados.
So you saw the results, and from there you said, hey, this must be working. Okay.
And it happens to, I think... I'd say the majority of my students, because my students are lawyers, businessmen,
mm-hmm.
civil servants, funcionarios.
Yeah.
They're very normal, ordinary people mm-hmm. Who just want to use Reiki as a useful tool.
Right.
So I think the majority of them don't feel anything very dramatic,
mm-hmm.
but they have the same experience as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Reiki works, they get results. So they keep doing it.
And that's the important thing.
That's the important thing.
Y déjame preguntarte, a ver, se me está ocurriendo una pregunta que a lo mejor los oyentes también les interesa. Las personas que de alguna forma van más deprisa o incrementan, utilizan más rápido y ven cómo funciona en su vida y mejora su vida, ¿son las más mentales o las menos?
The least mental ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our mind is practically the biggest obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
that we have to being happy and to being balanced and to being in touch with our inner self, estar en contacto con nuestro yo interior.
Mm-hmm. O sea, que la mente es muchas veces el obstáculo que tenemos para ser felices, ¿no?
Yeah. The mind is a wonderful thing. It's a fantastic tool. But it's only that. It's a tool.
Mm-hmm. Es una herramienta que tenemos para muchas cosas que nos benefician.
Mm. But it's only that. Es solo eso.
Mm-hmm.
A tool.
Y somos mucho más que mente, quieres decir.
Yeah, and the problem is that when we don't need the tool, we don't need the mind, we need to switch it off
mm-hmm.
and use something else. And we've forgotten how to do that.
Okay.
We've forgotten how to switch off
nos
or turn
olvidado,
off the mind.
Nos hemos olvidado cómo apagar la mente.
Mm.
Yeah.
¿Y Reiki es una herramienta para apagarla?
Not directly, but it happens. It's a side effect.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Okay, it's a side effect because... Reiki is all about being in contact with your inner self, to your interior. So when you're in contact with your inner self, you stop using the mind.
You turn it off without realizing, perhaps.
Cuando
yeah,
comienzas
because,
a estar en contacto
you don't
con
need
tu
it.
Interior.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you don't need it.
No necesitas la mente.
Mm. You don't need the tool, and it's the wrong tool to use. So because it's the wrong tool to use, well, you switch it off when you're not using it.
En ese caso, ¿qué herramienta utilizas? O sea, ¿cómo podemos explicarlo? Sé que es difícil con palabras, lo sé por experiencia. Pero en el caso en el que apagamos la mente y decimos, bueno, pues ahora estamos en contacto con nuestro interior. Y tenemos una herramienta que en principio, y en todos los libros y de sabiduría que leemos, siempre se dice que es mucho más poderoso. Porque eres tú, es tu potencia. ¿Cómo podemos, de alguna manera, acercar un poquito a los oyentes? O en algún ejemplo que tú tengas.
Yes. Well, the mind works with form. Okay? Con la forma.
Con la forma, con el, exactly. La materia, ¿no?
Yes. So, the moment that you turn the mind off, you forget that there is a form. There's a lovely story by a woman who spent 2 years living in the Australian desert with the Aborigines. Los aborígenes.
Los aborígenes.
Yeah. And she spent 2 years living in the desert with the Aborigines. And the Aborigines are very, very spiritual people. And she tells the story of a man who fell down and broke his leg. And he broke his leg and a very clear fracture.
Una fractura muy clara que se rompió la pierna.
Muy limpia.
Muy limpia.
And one of the other Aborigines simply got the two pieces of the bone and put them together.
Uno de los aborígenes cogió las dos piezas del hueso de la persona y los puso juntos con las manos.
Exactly, and the fracture disappeared. Now, when she asked, "How did you do that?" You know, the Aborigine said,
"Yo también quiero saberlo. ¿Cómo lo hicieron?"
He said, "It's very easy. The body has a memory of how it is when it's perfect."
O sea, que el cuerpo tiene una memoria de cómo está cuando está perfectamente bien.
If you can contact that memory, the body will make itself perfect again.
Si contactas con esa memoria, el cuerpo volverá a quedarse perfecto.
You can't contact that memory with your mind.
No puedes contactar con esa memoria con tu mente. Contactas con esa memoria con el poder interior.
Exactly.
Con tu sabiduría interior.
Your inner self, your inner wisdom, using the word sabiduría, so with your inner wisdom, doesn't understand the concept of form.
Okay.
Exacto, es ahí donde entra, no hay tiempo ni espacio, no existe ni el tiempo ni la materia.
There's no form.
Por eso es una herramienta tan poderosa, ¿no?
There are very practical examples of this which have nothing to do with Reiki. In hospitals, for example, in the children's cancer wards, the children play Space Invaders.
¿Ese juego cuál es? Perdonarme, pero yo no le conozco.
Los marcianitos.
Los marcianitos.
Okay. The children who have cancer play marcianitos, they play Space Invaders, where the invaders are their cancer cells.
Ah, okay.
Ah, como los niños juegan imaginando las células
cancerígenas.
Cancerígenas.
And so the children with a video game kill their cancer cells and they get better.
Yeah. And the results are proven. They
and
do
the
get better.
Are proven. They do get better.
Yeah. Okay.
Y ahí entra un poco también, en este caso, el poder de la visualización y de la imaginación de los niños, que además ellos, como realmente conectan mucho más con su poder interior y con su fuerza y con la conexión con la sabiduría interna, la desarrollan con mucha más capacidad.
Yes, and children when they visualize, when they create realities, they're not using the mind.
No están utilizando su mente.
No. The mind is switched off.
Right. O sea que, como siempre, los niños tenemos muchísimos ejemplos que nos llevan al mismo lugar. Que luego, cuando vamos siendo adultos, vamos utilizando tanto la mente que nos apartamos totalmente de esa capacidad que todos tenemos.
What happens is that we forget who we are. We forget who we really are. You can't separate you from your mind. If I say to you, who are you? Without your mind, you can't answer.
Y lo importante es no separarnos de nuestra mente. ¿Cómo? Explícanos un poquito más.
No, it's
este
the opposite.
No lo he entendido muy bien.
No.
Explícanos un poquito más.
It's the opposite. The secret is, or the understanding is to be able to separate yourself from your mind.
To se say, de separarte de tu mente.
Yes. Say, this is me, and this is my mind. That's really when things start to happen, when interesting things start to happen, when you can separate yourself from your mind.
Cuando puedes separarte a ti mismo de la mente y mm-hmm. verlo como una herramienta, como puede ser el aparato digestivo.
For example, yes, or your fingers, mm-hmm. or your nose, or your eyes, or your ears. We have lots of wonderful tools, but I'm not always using my nose.
Right. And a lot of people are doing this through meditation.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. A lot of people do it through meditation. Because
¿Cómo relacionas meditación y Reiki? Perdona.
Mm. It's the same process of getting in touch with your inner self, of coming into contact mm-hmm. with the real you. So you can do that through meditation, mm-hmm. Or you can do it through Reiki. Mm-hmm. I do both.
I was going to ask you, are both of them compatible?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, on Wednesdays and Fridays, I do meditations mm-hmm. For my students and for people that come along that don't do Reiki. Mm-hmm. I have business people coming along just to relax.
Just to disconnect from the office.
Yeah, and the meditation starts at 8:30 mm-hmm. and it finishes at 8:45, so they spend 45 minutes meditating.
Mm-hmm. Y aquí te iba a preguntar algo que curiosamente me surgió ayer. Mm. Y es que una persona me llamó comentando que hay psicólogos que dicen, algunos, que no recomiendan la meditación porque esa persona puede entrar en un estado emocional más fuerte y caer en un estado depresivo más fuerte. ¿Qué crees sobre esto?
Well, everybody has a right to an opinion.
You don't share that opinion, though.
I personally don't share that opinion because to heal something, para sanar mm-hmm. Algo, to heal something you have to come into contact with it.
Tienes que ser consciente de lo que está pasando para poder sanarlo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tienes que entrar en contacto con ello.
Por mm-hmm. lo que cerrar los ojos, como en este caso decía ese colega, no, cierra los ojos, no miras a ninguna parte mejor. Mm. ¿Tú recomendarías esa opción?
Yes, no, I wouldn't, because you see, our mind is already doing that. See, one of the wonderful things about our mind is that it's very good at protecting ourselves, mm-hmm. protecting ourselves from a trauma or a problem. Mm-hmm. I'll give an example. You're 12 years old and you fall off your bicycle mm-hmm. and you're almost killed
right.
in a car accident,
right.
for example. Now, that's a very important trauma. Mm-hmm. So your mind takes the energy from that bicycle accident mm-hmm. and hides it
okay.
to protect you from suffering, from feeling that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
O sea, una de las misiones de la mente es protegernos del trauma de alguna forma, ¿no?
And it's very good at doing that.
Sí, lo hace muy bien, sí. Mm. Todos podemos. Estoy segura que todos los oyentes también lo pueden ver en su experiencia diaria.
But there's a problem with that, you see, because the mind protects you from the trauma, but at the same time it has to let you know what it's protecting you from.
Okay. And how does it do that?
Okay. Te protege del trauma, pero al mismo tiempo te tiene que decir de qué te está protegiendo.
Mm. Y entonces crea el miedo.
So, what it does, exactly,
Perdón.
It creates fear, on the one hand. It also lets you know that there's a problem, once in a while, by bringing that trauma up
mm-hmm.
and letting you remember it. So 20 years after your accident, mm-hmm. you're walking down the street and you suddenly feel fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what it is.
O sea, que ese mismo miedo te puede venir después de 20 años.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because your mind is saying, remember the fear, mm. here it is, mm-hmm. don't forget it, don't cross the street again. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Para avisarte de que no cruces de esa manera la carretera, ¿no?
And another way that the mind does it is what psychologists call transferencia. In other words, let's say that your father shouted at you.
Mm-hmm.
Your father shouted at you when you were a boy, when you were a little boy, and that created a trauma inside you because mm-hmm. your father shouted at you.
Mm-hmm.
20 years later, your boss shouts at you.
Ooh, it's the same type of energy.
Pero
it's
bueno,
the same type of energy.
Right. En este caso, o sea, cuando un padre grita a un niño y después viene el jefe y grita... Te grita. ¿Reaccionarías de la misma manera? ¿Es donde quieres llevarnos?
Yes, you're reacting the same way because your mind is associating the energy of the trauma with your father
mm-hmm.
with the energy of the boss shouting at you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, ya no tenemos mucho tiempo, desgraciadamente. Podríamos seguir hablando todo el día con John sobre Reiki. Y para terminar el programa de hoy, John, me gustaría que dijeras en inglés la frase que tienes en tu página web del Dr. Usui, fundador de Reiki.
Yes. ¿Qué es? Uh-huh. Well, it's just for today, don't get angry. Just for today, don't worry. Give thanks for the blessings in your life. Work honestly and be kind.
Muchas gracias, John. Ha sido un placer tenerte en nuestro programa.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for being here.